following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to Dorf on Sports, right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Tons of things going on in the sports world, as we have a first in the NFL draft, as Michael Sam, the first openly gay player drafted by the St. Louis Rams. I think that's pretty huge, pretty monumental. A couple of basketball games yesterday. Brooklyn getting it done over the Miami Heat. And Portland going down once again to the San Antonio Spurs, who look absolutely fantastic, if you ask me. Playing some unbelievable basketball right now in this stretch. Just incredible. Got to welcome in my tag team partner in crime for this hour, none other than Jeff Rich. Jeff, good morning, man. How you doing?
Hey, I'm fine. What's up, Andy?
You know what? Another beautiful day, and it's beautiful in a different way because it's not so warm out. We get a little cooler day so far. And just, you know what? Talking sports, man, it's pretty much the best thing in the world, if you ask me, and we get to do it each and every Sunday. So got to love that, man. And I can hear the music. Means we got to get the heck out of here for the first segment. On the other side, Mary Nemitz from ticksforcause.com joins us, as she does each and every week. So keep it close. A lot of sports to get into. NHL hockey, NBA basketball, Major League Baseball. You name it, we got you covered. NFL draft, big time. So all that and more. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports. And this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS or state back taxes, listen to me. We can save you a lot of headaches and money. There are a lot of scams out there that promise to settle your tax debts for pennies on the dollar and charge large upfront fees to do it. Call Community Tax Relief. They have an experienced team that can help you negotiate a lower tax bill. They offer a free consultation, and most importantly, there are no large upfront fees. Charles owed the IRS $23,000. Community Tax Relief settled for $1,800. And Sheila's $55,000 tax bill was settled to around $4,000. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, call or save this number now. Results may vary. 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 917-1275.
Not all water is created equal, so take care of your body and drink Alchemy Water. Alchemy's unique formula includes alkaline, oxygen, and antioxidants, which boost your immune system and help your body achieve peak performance. If you're looking for a healthy, eco-friendly alternative to sugary energy drinks, join the many pro athletes and celebrities who treat their bodies right and drink Alchemy Water. Visit alchemywater.com. That's alkamewater.com.
You think managing a pro soccer squad is easy? Stop what you're doing and go to fantasygold.com and prove it. With free contests and cash prizes from the world's most important soccer leagues, fantasygold.com is the perfect place to show your passion for soccer. Choose a contest, create a dream team with your favorite players within the salary cap, score points, and win. With real-time results and scoring, it's a great way to get ready for our Brazil contests in June. If you love soccer, you'll love fantasygold.com.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Alrighty, welcome back. It is Norfon Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my man Jeff Rich hanging out with me, talking sports as we do each and every Sunday. But now, more importantly, we're being joined by Mary Nemitz from TicksForCause.com. She spreads the word about what they're doing, and believe me, people, it is a beautiful thing in what they do. So let's welcome in Mary Nemitz from TicksForCause.com. Mary, good morning. How are you?
Well, good morning, Andy. Hi, Jeff. I'm doing really well. How are you guys today?
You know, usually I'm bragging to you about how I'm looking at clear skies and it's another balmy 90-some-odd degree day, but I'm going to brag in a different way. I mean, it's beautiful. It's cool. It's there's a little breeze outside, and it's probably like, I don't know, 68 to 70 degrees right now. So it's beautiful in a completely different way this morning, Mary.
Well, welcome to Chicago. Now you understand the beauty of Chicago weather.
Well, you know what? For some reason, I still think it's probably better here even when it's the same. But, I mean, I'm from the Midwest myself, so I kind of think it's just a little bit nicer out here in general. That's just my thought. But
I think it's a little bit nicer out there a lot more often.
Probably, but we talk to you each and every week about TicksForCause.com, and then we also feature a charity of the week. And the charity of the week this week, I think, is a great. And that's another thing I think you do very well is how you pick out the things that we're going to talk about. They're very time-sensitive, very current to what's happening, and this one is nonetheless the same type of thing where it's Mother's Day, first and foremost. I should say Happy Mother's Day to you and all the mothers out there, but we also are talking about single mothers outreach, which on Mother's Day I think is somewhat interesting and a very good way of doing things by you, Mary, to be honest with you. I always think you're very in touch with how you present this stuff to us. So tell us a little bit about Single Mothers Outreach.
Oh, Andy, I'd be happy to. And thanks very much. We have so many wonderful organizations. To be able to feature one every week and make it timely, it's really almost easy just because of the great organizations. And here's one that is just a classic example of what we always talk about. It's that power of one, what one person can do to make a difference. And in this particular organization, Single Mothers Outreach, here it was. It was a mom, divorced mom, raising her kids, needed some help. She started a peer group, and this peer group has just taken off. She knew on a first-hand basis what she needed and what other people in that same situation would need. And as I said, it's just grown from that. It started as emergency services to handle those here-and-now issues. But they saw beyond that. They saw that it needed to be more than just taking care of the immediate. How can we help families in these situations go beyond the emergency and the day-to-day struggle and rebuild their lives? And they've done it in such smart, engaging ways that it's an honor to feature them this week.
Again, that is the voice of Mary Nemitz from TicksForCause.com. Each and every week we feature a charity, but also we do tell you a little bit about Ticks for Cause. And before we continue talking about single mothers outreach, real quickly, tell people a little bit about Ticks for Cause and what your mission is.
Andy, Ticks for Cause, it's the ticket website with a heart. We offer access to millions of sports, concert, theater tickets literally all over the country. And with every purchase, a charity benefits at no extra cost to the consumer. And what's really neat, too, is that not only can you buy tickets to any event, you can also donate tickets that you can't use. And we had so many really neat examples about that just recently with the Clippers-Thunder game. We had people that came on living in Los Angeles, donated tickets to Friday's Clipper games, the Clipper game, $200 a piece. Those tickets sold to somebody coming in from Phoenix who bought them, and 90% of that, 90% of that ticket price went to Leukemia Research Institute. So it does make a difference, and we're really, really, really proud to say that, to offer that to people, and you know, thank people like you and Jeff helping us get the word out.
That's really awesome, Mary. Mary Nemes from Ticks for Cause joining us as she does each and every week. Go ahead, Jeff, fire away.
Hey, Mary, you know, Ticks for Cause is the website with a heart. And just to illustrate the point, it's right here on your homepage that proceeds to causes to date, you know, over $300,000. I just want to give you a little pat on the back for that. That's great for tickets that people were going to buy anyway. And I wanted to ask you a sports question. I don't know how close you've paid attention to the draft, but your Chicago Bears, what do you think of what they did this week?
Well, I think I'm probably in the minority. I really think Kyle Fuller was a great pick for us. We obviously, you know, need to shore up that position. I'm a huge Charles Tillman fan. I know this is his last year here. So I'm real happy about it, and I'm really glad to see that we are building and working on the defense for the Bears. I mean, we've been known for that for, our history. And the last several years, it's been tough being a Bear fan and watching that defense struggle. So I was real pleased with it.
You know, it's always interesting talking to Mary, Jeff, because not only do we get an education from her about Ticks for Cause and then the charity of the week, but Mary knows her sports. I mean, you know, Blackhawks, Cubs, Bulls, Bears, but I have a feeling that you're pretty well versed all over the place, not only in Chicago, but truly, you know your sports. You know, I mean, it's always an education talking to you, Mary.
Oh, well, you guys are the best. I love sports. And every TV in the house is always on something different, whether it's basketball, hockey, golf. How about the PGA? What a great day today is going to be. So it's fun. It's just something I really, really enjoy.
Hey, something that touched me from the featured charity of the week, Single Mothers Outreach, is the statement or the quote that they have on their website, which is, when you strengthen a family, you strengthen the community. When you strengthen the community, you strengthen the nation. I think that there's a lot of power involved with this. And, you know, I heard something really special the other day in Kevin Durant's MVP speech, where he was talking to his mom. And, you know, at the end of the day, moms are so important. Moms do so much for us each and every day. You know, I can't think of all the times that I had something wrong with me and my mom fixed me up, took me to the doctor, whatever it was. But he said something that I really truly believe as well. And he said to his mom, she's the true MVP. And in all honesty, I think moms out there all over the world are the true MVP. And they're the straw that stirs the pot in most families, and they're so important to each and everybody in that family.
You'll get no argument from me on that one, Andy. I could not agree with you more. I look back, and my mother was absolutely an incredible, unbelievable giving person, and it was truly an honor to be able to call myself her daughter. And I'm very grateful for that, and I'm also very grateful for all the moms out there who help make a difference. And whether it be, you know, the woman who started this organization, Single Mothers Outreach, or be the mothers that from our friends and who came and assisted us as well, who were always there. It's It takes a lot to be a mother, and they give so, so much. And on this day, I'm just really happy that we can say thank you.
Absolutely, Mary. Very well said. And have a great day today. Really enjoy it with your family. And, you know, just I thank you, and I thank all the mothers out there. I really do. I think you guys are so important. And like I said, things that my mom did for me, I can't even fathom not having her around. So really appreciate you and all the mothers out there, and obviously really appreciate ticksforcause.com and what you guys do each and every week here on the program, Mary.
Well, thank you so much, and I will enjoy my day today. And again, you guys have a great day. Enjoy the week, and look forward to talking to you next week.
Sounds
thank
great.
You.
Mary Nemitz from ticksforcause.com, talking about Single Mothers Outreach, which was the featured charity this week. Keep it close. On the other side, Jeff and I breaking down the world of sports. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. In case you missed it, just got done with Mary Nemitz from ticksforcause.com, the website with a heart. Definitely go and purchase your tickets there. If you can't use your tickets, donate them there. 90% of those go to a charity of your choice. So really, really unbelievable thing in which they do at ticksforcause.com. Jeff, there was a little event going on this past weekend for the past few days. Something called the NFL Draft. It's long, it's drawn out, and sometimes guys don't go when they think they're going to go. And specifically, I'm talking about one Johnny Football, Johnny Manziel. And I'll tell you what, I personally, I don't know how you feel about this, but I personally feel that the Arizona Cardinals completely dropped the ball on this one. And when you have a guy like Johnny Football right in front of your eyes fall to that spot, i.e. like a guy like Aaron Rodgers who fell to the Green Bay Packers, and I don't even think that it's fair to say that Aaron Rodgers came out with anywhere near the hype of a Johnny Manziel, okay? And with that being said, to me, you've got Carson Palmer, who is a temporary fix. He's a Band-Aid, and to be honest with you, I don't even think he's that good of a Band-Aid, okay? But when you have a guy like Johnny Football just stroll right down your way, and when you don't think when a lot of talk is he's going to be gone before that, and he winds up falling to you, and you don't select this kid, I'm scratching my head, to be honest with you. And if I'm an Arizona Cardinal fan, which I'm not, I'm really scratching my head, and maybe I'm a little bit upset, to be honest with you, Jeff.
I think a lot of Cardinal fans are really disappointed. He fell right into their laps at 20, and they bounced back to 27 to get the safety out of Washington State. They've got quarterbacks on their roster, but I don't think they have a long-term solution. The one thing that strikes me as, maybe it perhaps kind of explains this, is the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals is Bruce Arians, who, of course, made his name with Ben Roethlisberger in Pittsburgh, and that one season as the interim head coach for Chuck Pagano in Indianapolis with Andrew Luck. And what do those two guys have in common is a lot of physical size. And the Cardinals, they eventually did draft a quarterback, but, with a little more size than Manziel in Logan Thomas from Virginia Tech, who's really on paper the dream for, a guy like Bruce Arians, who doesn't necessarily have the mobile quarterback, but, the elusive quarterback. But it doesn't get much more elusive than Johnny Manziel. Obviously, I'm close with the Cleveland Browns and what's going on there. So, Kyle Shanahan's worked with RG3. It's going to be interesting to see what he does. But, at the end of the day, Johnny Manziel is a risk. A lot of people could like to compare him to Russell Wilson, but what people easily forget is that Russell Wilson was a grad student. He was, he had 5 years of college football under his belt before he came into this league. Plus, he was a professional baseball player. I think that Manziel is his own animal, and, I can understand the passing on him. Obviously, the Cardinals weren't alone. A lot of teams, including the Cleveland Browns, passed on him and then, jumped right back into that slot at 22 to grab him. So, I don't think he's a slam dunk, but I think he's probably well worth the risk in Cleveland.
Well, I'll tell you what, if I'm, I think Johnny Manziel has a few things that you just can't teach. Number one, he's a winner, okay? Number two, the guy is elusive like nobody else. And I don't know if necessarily that's going to be great in the NFL. I mean, but at the same time, you look at this new breed of quarterbacks, like you said, in a Russell Wilson, a Colin Kaepernick, they do get out of the pocket, they do scramble, and they do create havoc for defenses. And ultimately, that's what I think Johnny Football is going to do. And I'll tell you what else I think. I think Johnny Football is going to play with a chip on his shoulder. This is a guy that fell in this draft immensely, okay? Well, there was talks of him potentially going number one in the draft, okay? And then obviously that changed quite a bit, but truthfully, there was chance of him, being the top pick in this draft, and he goes in 22, which, by the way, we didn't mention this, but if you don't know and you've been hiding under a rock, Clowney goes number one, Greg Robinson goes two, Blake Bortles, the kid from UCF, I believe, University of Central Florida. And I'll tell you what, I saw this guy play a little bit, had a great bowl game, I know that. He's a big, strong kid. I don't know, though. Again, you said risk. Everybody's a risk in the NFL draft. At the end of the day, it's all a risk. You never know if somebody's going to turn out or somebody isn't going to turn out. And a lot of times those fourth and fifth round draft picks are better than the first and second round draft picks. So there's no real rhyme or reason for what goes on in the NFL draft. But at the end of the day, I think there's a risk, a certain amount of risk in a lot of these kids that they're selecting. Number four was Sammy Watkins. Five was Khalil Mack. Six was Jake Matthews. Five was Mike Evans, the standout wide receiver that Johnny Manziel had to throw to there at Texas A&M. Justin Gilbert, Anthony Barr, and then Eric Ebron were the top 10. That's your top 10. And then obviously if you want to look further for yourself, keep going. But that's your top 10. And I think it was also obviously pretty instrumental or pretty historical, Michael Sam being drafted by the St. Louis Rams. And Jeff Fisher was talking about that, and he said, look, we couldn't let a good football player pass us up. I mean, look, the bottom line is I think this guy, realistically, if he doesn't come out with his announcement, Jeff, I personally think this guy's a third or fourth round draft pick. What do you think?
Well, I think I think that his performance dropped him a lot. I think that, you know, SEC Player of the Year gave him gave him a lot of mileage as far as reputation is concerned. And if you watch the Cotton Bowl, he won that game for Missouri basically in the end by keeping Oklahoma State out of from driving in the red zone. He forces the fumble. They pick it up. They run it in for the touchdown. And the SEC keeps their Cotton Bowl streak alive over the Big 12. But, it's really tough to say how much these social issues bother you. You know, it's funny, me being a Cleveland fan, the Manziel talk, his ego and everything else. And at the end of the day, it's, can you play football? And I think it's the same situation with Michael Sam. I think that it's interesting and it's comfortable that he gets to stay home. I asked one of my writers at CFB Roundtable, that covers Missouri for me, if he thought that Michael Sam going to the same place as Coney Ealy would help the situation for familiarity. And he said, no, these guys are mature. And Michael Sam is certainly mature enough to come out with a historic announcement. And I think that, I think that he's got a good chance. There were word that, the Rams were hoping to just pick, sign him as an undrafted free agent, but, there was also some scuttlebutt of the Baltimore Ravens, who are notorious for taking these guys to fly under the radar and making them into Pro Bowl players. So, I think that Jeff Fisher is the right guy. I think keeping him at home in the state of Missouri is a big deal. And, it'd be interesting to see. Not everybody that gets picked 249th overall ends up making NFL rosters. So he's got a battle ahead of him. Obviously, the combine revealed some things about Michael Sam that, he might have not cared to be revealed. But he's going to be he's a good football player. Whether that translates to the NFL or not is yet to be seen.
Speaking of good football players, something that usually happens each and every year, and this is the first time it didn't happen since 1937. Do you have any idea what I'm talking about, Jeff?
Player from Texas going undrafted?
Yeah, I mean, pretty unbelievable when you think about it. I mean, there was a lot of people were thinking Mac Brown got a raw deal. But at the end of the day, if you don't have any NFL talent on your roster and you're Texas, I think there's something wrong.
Yeah, but who's the one that builds that roster at Texas?
Well, guys like Mac Brown. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah,
and
it all comes full circle. He basically made his bed and he was forced to sleep in it, and that's why Charlie Strong is now the head coach at the University of Texas.
That's my point. That was exactly my point, is that the reason why Mac Brown is gone is because he doesn't have any NFL talent on that team anymore. And that, it's something that they obviously take a lot of pride in, and it's something that hasn't happened there since 1937. So when people want to know why Mac Brown was fired, this is probably a big part of the reason.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, Jackson Jeffcoat was like a top 10 recruit coming in 4 years ago, and he goes undrafted. It's, it just goes to show you that, he isn't bringing in, he wasn't bringing in the talent, or he wasn't developing it. Either way, it spells a pink slip in Austin.
Biggest surprise to you with the NFL draft?
That Teddy Bridgewater fell all the way to 32. I mean, there was talk of him going number one overall once upon a time, and he fell quite hard, but the Minnesota Vikings were able to trade into that spot, and maybe they found a guy that can that they can upgrade from Christian Ponder there.
I'm still going to go with the biggest surprise to me is that the Cardinals, when given the chance, they did not go after Johnny Football. Instead, they decided to trade away picks and move down. I don't get it. I don't understand it. Doesn't make a lot of sense to me, but that's why they're the Arizona Cardinals, man, and that's why they're hard to get after and root for them. Keep it close. On the other side, we're going to hook up with John Poulter, our professor of sports, talk some hockey, maybe even a little baseball. Keep it close. Jeff Rich, the Dorf Man, it is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS or state back taxes, listen to me. We can save you a lot of headaches and money. There are a lot of scams out there that promise to settle your tax debts for pennies on the dollar and charge large upfront fees to do it. Call Community Tax Relief. They have an experienced team that can help you negotiate a lower tax bill. They offer a free consultation, and most importantly, there are no large upfront fees. Charles owed the IRS $23,000. Community Tax Relief settled for $1,800. And Sheila's $55,000 tax bill was settled to around $4,000. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, call or save this number now. Results may vary. 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 917-1275.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV.
From helping florists manage their first payroll to checking sales projections for logistics companies to showing garages how much they've been paid to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
When you work out, you give it your all. At the gym or outdoors, it's intense, impactful, nonstop. You need a headphone that keeps up and won't fall out. With iSport, you get pure Monster sound, a comfortable fit, washability, and control talk at your fingertips so you don't miss a call. Choose from a range of noise isolations with iSport Intensity, Victory, and Strive, or go wireless with iSport Freedom. Monster iSport, the athlete's headphone. Available at Target and Best Buy or online at monsterproducts.com.
Catch the Star Fantasy League show, 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern, 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific Time, with your host, Jonathan Sprung, co-hosted by SFL CEO Zach Stanley and SFL COO Seth Young, as they talk everything fantasy sports, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, Twitter at SFL Show, online at StarFantasyLeagues.com, on the Sports Byline USA Network.
Alrighty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich along with me as he is each and every week. Talked to Mary Nemitz from TicksForCause.com already today. Feature a charity each and every week with TicksForCause.com. Again, it is the website with a heart. Truly is. Now joining us, a man that really needs no introduction. He's known all over the place about his hockey, his baseball. The man, the myth, the legend, John Poulter. John, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing well, thanks, Andy. Good morning, Jeff. How are you two guys today?
Beautiful, man. Again, usually I brag to you about the weather. I'm going to brag again. It's just an interesting. It's almost like a tropical-like day here where clouds in the sky, trees are kind of blowing a little bit, and it's not 100 degrees, which is something that we're going to be saying a lot here pretty much pretty soon. So not upset about what's going on. It's a beautiful day to you here, John.
Well, we're only 4 degrees behind you. It's 64 here, about half an hour before noon hour. So not one of those frequent things that happens that Toronto is only 4 or 5 degrees behind Phoenix.
Well, and speaking of Toronto, that's usually a good spot to talk about hockey and the Canadiens, Montreal, not necessarily your team, but obviously a team that represents Canada. They go down to Boston 4-2. Boston now leads that series 3-2. Anaheim gets it done against L.A. Now that thing's tied up 2-2. Pittsburgh leading the Rangers 3-2. And then the Blackhawks and Minnesota somehow are now tied up. So all these series are pretty darn good. But let's start with Montreal and Boston. Boston now leading 3-2.
Well, I think the Canadians kind of missed their chance on Friday night or Thursday night. Game was tied 0-0 at the end of regulation. Canadians had played very, very well in the third period. Carey Price had played tremendously throughout the game, kept the Canadians in it, and then less than a minute and a half into overtime, gave up what looked like a pretty soft goal. And I'm not suggesting it was his fault, but he could have closed his pad on that puck, and you know, Boston stole the game they needed to tie the series up at 2, go home with home ice advantage in what is essentially now a best 2 out of 3. If the Canadians could have squeaked that one out, they'd have been up 3-1 and in control of the series. Then, of course, Boston took last night's game, so they're now back in the driver's seat with Game 6 scheduled for tomorrow night in Montreal.
Interesting how you know, I say that's the way the ball bounces sometimes, but in hockey, that's the way the puck bounces sometimes. And, you know, you think you can have a commanding lead, and then all of a sudden you're staring a deficit, you know, in your eyes. So that's what the Canadians are up against now against Boston.
Yeah, exactly. And talking about that Boston game, I don't know if you guys caught anything of that game last night, but one of the stupidest things I think I've ever seen is Sean Thornton was sitting on the Bruins bench, and while play was in progress, P.K. Subban of the Canadiens skated by the bench, and Thornton squirted him with the water bottle. And if you think that's foolish, wait till you hear how much he paid in a fine for that. Get this, $2,820.52. Where on earth do they come up with those kinds of numbers? I'm not sure what's stupider there, the action or the penalty.
I kind of agree with you. I mean, come on, like if you're gonna fine a guy, you might as well make it a fine. I mean, $2,000, and let's face it, the NHL hockey contracts are not what, you know, a lot of these other things are, but $2,000 is probably not really gonna scare a guy away from putting water in some guy's face in the future.
No, it's like you and I losing a bet on a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
And having to ante up at the donut store for a coffee and a donut.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Jeff, get in on the conversation.
Yeah, you know what it reminds me of is Randall Simon hitting one of the sausages in Milwaukee about, I guess it's got to be about 10 years ago now. Just, you know, just senseless stuff that, you know, ends up, you know, I think the young lady tore her ACL or something like that. Dorf, you'd be more familiar with that situation, I would think.
Yeah, I mean, look, I've got two torn ACLs, but I don't want to brag about that, to be honest with you. Those were a couple, 4 years of my life that I definitely had to put a lot of time and energy into. But getting back to hockey a little bit here, well, let's move on and we'll talk about Anaheim and L.A. This thing is now tied up 2-2. L.A., like you were talking about Montreal being in command, they were in command, and all of a sudden Anaheim woke up, and now it's 2-2, and we've got ourselves a battle on our hands.
Yeah, that's a funny series. Anaheim's been pretty strong at home all year. They dropped the first two games. The Kings were on a roll from their first round series win against San Jose, where they were down 3-0 and ended up coming back and winning it in seven. Then they won the first two games in Anaheim, and you kind of had the feeling that L.A. kind of had this thing going, and then they go home to what should be familiar territory and their strength, and they end up losing two games. And I haven't seen either of those games. I've just read about them. But interesting story with last night's game, a 20-year-old rookie goaltender by the name of John Gibson made his playoff debut for Anaheim and came out of it with a shutout. So, you know, Anaheim started three different goalies in the last three games, and here they are. They're tied at two, and the two Western series are kind of opposites. The Chicago-Minnesota series is strictly home ice, and the Anaheim-LA series is strictly away ice, if you want to use that term. Road wins, I guess, is the best way to describe
it. Hey, John, you mentioned that the home team has won every game in that Minnesota-Chicago series. Can you give us an idea of just how pivotal this Game 5 is going to be at the Madhouse?
Well, I think any Game 5, Jeff, is pivotal, especially when the series is tied at two, because it puts you in a position to win Game 6 and clinch the series, or at the very worst, it gives you a chance to play seven, and you've got two cracks at it. If you're up 3-1, obviously you've got a chance to clinch it. So I think Game 5 is pivotal no matter where you are in the series. Certainly from a Blackhawks standpoint and in that series standpoint, I think it's critical because it appears that both teams have been holding serve, and you wouldn't want to go back to Minnesota having to win a game there. So important for the Blackhawks to win tonight in Chicago.
You know, it's interesting because in seven-game series, Game 3 is always very critical, but I would think that the winner of Game 5, I would have to think that the numbers are just staggering in a positive way for the team that wins Game 5 to go on and win the series. Because like you said, it's basically down to 2 out of 3. And if you're the home team, you have 2 out of those 3 at home. And if you can win Game 5, then you have a chance to close out not once, but twice. So I would think that the numbers on a Game 5 winner are absolutely staggering for the numbers as to who goes on to win that series. Since you kind of talked a little bit about that one, the only one we haven't talked about is the Rangers and Pittsburgh. And again, I think this is another interesting series too. You know, New York was probably saying to themselves, well, we're done and we're out of here, but somehow they get a victory the other day. And look, they're down 3-2 and they got a chance.
Yeah, and that Game 5 in Pittsburgh wasn't even close. The Rangers jumped out 2-0 in the first period and just kind of took it to the Penguins right in Pittsburgh. And that's another weird series in that 4 out of the 5 games there have been decided or won by the road team. So what does that tell us for Game 6 in New York tonight? I think it might be rather interesting if the Rangers come out firing. We could be looking at Game 7 in Pittsburgh, and if we look at Game 7 in Pittsburgh on Tuesday night, I think the Penguins need to be a little nervous. They've gone too far in too many playoff rounds in the last couple of years in series that they could have and should have dominated. This is another one. You have to wonder just, you know, what the psyche is like in Pittsburgh when they keep extending these series longer than they should be.
Yeah, it's interesting because we did talk about last week about home ice and away ice and home teams and road teams and, you know, the stats on, you know, how they're doing in the first round and whatnot. And it's sort of still continued here in the NHL, whereas in the NBA it's starting to change a little bit. The home teams are winning at home, and yeah, San Antonio was able to win on the road, but Brooklyn beats Miami at home, and home court advantage sooner or later, I think, does pay a little bit of dividends, and home ice, I think, sooner or later will pay dividends too, but maybe not till the Stanley Cup Finals. You never know. I mean, it's hard to say. Hey, I want to switch gears with you because we haven't talked baseball with you in a while, and we have a couple of minutes. American League right now, you know, Baltimore getting out and playing some pretty good baseball in the American League East. They've catapulted themselves into first place right now. Detroit, I don't think we're surprised about them in the Central. Oakland, Seattle, and the Los Angeles Angels, don't look now, guys, but they're over 500 for maybe the first time in like 3 years. So maybe they got something brewing there. What are your thoughts on the American League so far?
Well, it's been a funny week. As you say, the Orioles have gone to the top in that division, and for a while they were floundering right at the bottom. They're 8-2 in their last 10. They've won 5 in a row. They now have a game-and-a-half lead over the Yankees, the Orioles being 20-14. The Tigers are also on an 8-2 roll. They got a 5-game lead over the White Sox, and I don't think that's any surprise, because I think at the start of the season we would have all said that Detroit was at least on paper the class of that division, and the other four teams, you know, without being disrespectful to any of them, they're not in the class of the Tigers either in terms of experience or ability. So I think the biggest adjustment the Tigers probably had to make this year was a new manager, with Brad Ausmus coming on board and Jimmy Leyland walking away. But you know, to mention the Angels, they're here in Toronto this weekend, and they haven't looked bad at all. Now Toronto has not played well. They had won 5 in a row before the Angels came to town. Couple of pitching mistakes on Friday night. Dellavar walked in the lead run in the eighth inning, which was obviously disastrous. And yesterday they just kicked the ball all over the park. So the Angels are playing well, but you know, I still don't think they can catch Oakland. Seattle is kind of a funny team. They started out very strongly, then they went into a bad slump, and now all of a sudden they've gone 7-3 in their last 10, and they're right back in it. They're only 2.5 back of the A's. So I think the American League is going to be extremely competitive this year.
Hey, real quickly, we've only got about a minute or so left here, but in the National League, what's catching my eye is the Miami baseball team, because they are 20-17, only a game out of first. Atlanta's 20-15, Washington 19-17, but you got to be pretty impressed with what Miami's been able to do so far.
Yeah, they have another team that's sort of been up and down. They started off well, then they went into a terrible slump. I think they lost 9 of 10. Now they're back in it. They've won 7 of their last 10, while the Braves have gone 3-7. But you know, does this tell us something about how good the Braves are? They've gone 3-7 in their last 10, and the last two of those have been wins. But they're still a game up on Miami, and Washington obviously is going to be hurt by their injuries. So that's going to be another competitive division, and you know, your Brewers are in the same boat. They're 3-7, and thankfully for them, the Cardinals have been 4-6 in their last 10, so you know, the Brewers still sit there with a 5-game lead.
Absolutely. Hey, John, as always, appreciate you taking time out with us. Look forward to catching up with you next week.
My pleasure, as always. We'll look forward to next week.
John Poulter, our professor of sports, joining us, talking some hockey and baseball. On the other side, Jeff and I wrap up this hour. Keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem, and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents.
So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my man Jeff Rich with me talking sports. Just got done with John Poulter, our professor of sports. In case you missed it, we talked to him about NHL hockey, Major League Baseball. And then earlier in the program, Mary Nemitz from ticksforcause.com, the website with a heart. We talked to her each and every week about a charity. And we also talked to her, obviously, about Ticks for Cause and what their mission is. Jeff, last couple of minutes here in this hour. And as always, man, appreciate you taking time out. We'll catch up with you in about 25 minutes or so in the next hour, which, by the way, we do have another hour of the program. Fred Wallen joins me from Los Angeles, California. So always interesting to hear what he has to say. But I don't know, man. What's the biggest thing on your mind with what's happened in sports lately? Is it the Donald Sterling thing? Is it Michael Sam becoming the first openly gay draft pick in the NFL? What's the biggest thing that's kind of on your mind as of late, Jeff?
Yeah, I think that the social issues, are a big deal. But to keep it in a sports realm, I think it's the surprises in Major League Baseball. Nobody's really pulled away. There's some of the teams, like Milwaukee was a fourth or fifth place team a year ago, and they've been playing really well. I think Nolan Arenado's 28 game hit streak coming to an end. I wanted to ask John Poulter about it, but obviously with the hockey we ran out of time. If that Joe DiMaggio 56 game hitting streak is one of the more unattainable records, once you throw out the stupid things that nobody's ever going to touch, like Cy Young in total, or Johnny Vandermeer going back to back with no hitters. I wonder if DiMaggio's streak is more intact than Pete Rose's total hit record.
Good question, man. I mean, who knows, man? They're all pretty unbelievable. What about Cal Ripken's consecutive games played? I think that's untouchable. But anyways, Jeff, as always, man, appreciate you taking time out. We'll catch up with you in about 25 minutes or so. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
IRN, USA Radio News. Good morning, I'm Jason Wirt. Two Al-Qaeda terrorists were foiled in an attempt to kidnap two U.S. embassy employees, and one was shot and killed, according to Yemeni officials. The attempted kidnapping happened on April 24th outside a barbershop in Yemen where many diplomats and foragers go to get haircuts. U.S. officials, however, said the diplomats had placed themselves in danger because they should not have been inside the barbershop. The embassy officials were returned to the United States for violations of security regulations. A tornado touched down Saturday afternoon outside of Kansas City, Missouri, blowing roofs off houses and knocking over power lines. Missouri Highway Patrol officials say there's significant damage, but no injuries have been reported in Orrick, Missouri. Residents of the city say the tornado warning sounded so well in advance of the tornado, it allowed them to get to safety with plenty of time. They also saw the storm coming from a long distance. IRN USA Radio News.
You probably knew that Thomas Edison gave us the first commercial light bulb. But did you know he invented alkaline batteries and an electric train? Edison said, if we all did the things we're capable of, we would astound ourselves. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. For almost two decades, I've been helping families build home businesses. Many have been astounded at what they've been able to achieve. Today, I want to introduce you to my newest and most exciting home business concept ever. It's MaxAchieve.com. If you'd like to earn $500 to $5,000 or more a month working from home, check out MaxAchieve.com. This is more than a home business. At MaxAchieve, we want to help you experience more success in all areas of your life. To find out how you could astound yourself, go to MaxAchieve.com. That's MaxAchieve.com. Or call 800-801-3465. 800-801-3465.
The Federal Aviation Administration has released a report of a U.S. Airways jet that barely missed colliding with an unmanned aerial drone. The Wall Street Journal reports the FAA claims this is the first time a commercial jetliner has had a near miss with a drone. The report says the aircraft was never found, so the FAA can't say whether it was civilian or military. However, military officials part of the investigation say reports have the drone painted in camouflage colors, and they say the military does not do that with their drone aircraft. The police officer who shot and killed a 93-year-old Texas woman has been fired from his position. The City Council of Hearne, Texas voted unanimously to dismiss Officer Stephen Stem after a 30-minute meeting. Stem had been placed on administrative leave while the shooting was investigated by Texas Rangers. The nephew of the slain woman said she was angry because her driver's license renewal had been denied and she was waving around the gun in anger. IRN USA Radio News, I'm Jason Wirt.
Come on, dude, go ask her to dance.
What if she says no?
She's looked over here like three times.
Okay, I'm going in.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Hey.
Oh, hi.
Do you want to dance?
Sure.
Yes.
But once we take action, we're awfully glad we did. Markets are changing, and interest rates are still low. If you're thinking about getting into the real estate market, now may be the time to make your move. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
IRN USA correspondent Precious Watson has an update for us on the patient infected with MERS in Indiana.
According to hospital officials, the first U.S. patient to test positive for the often deadly MERS virus was released from an Indiana hospital on Friday and is fully recovered. Multiple tests conducted at different times by the Indiana State Laboratory and the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention were negative for the presence of ongoing Middle East Respiratory Syndrome infection in the patient, according to a statement from the Indiana State Department of Health. With IRN USA Radio News, I'm Precious Watson.
President Obama announced that a solar panel array has been installed on top of the White House, a part of the president's current climate change push. The White House wouldn't reveal how many panels were installed or the cost to the American people or even who installed the solar panels, all claiming national security issues. The panels are expected to generate 6.3 kilowatts of power when the sun is shining, or just about enough electricity to power 60 50-watt light bulbs for 20 hours. A New Jersey man who stabbed his estranged wife to death and then fled with his two sons was arrested in South Carolina when he arrived at the home of a relative. Police say that 47-year-old John Robert Jordan was apprehended without incident at the relative's South Carolina home. He had taken his 8- and 7-year-old sons out of school following the killing of their mother, telling teachers they had dentist appointments. Police say the couple had been finalizing a divorce that would have been done in a few days. IRN USA Radio News, I'm Jason Wirt.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers structures. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. You're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some and good afternoon to others. Welcome to Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Over the weekend, we had history made. Whether it was because Texas had no players drafted since 1937 in the NFL draft. For those of you that don't know, maybe that's a big part of the reason why Mack Brown was fired in Texas. Also, Michael Sam, first openly gay player being drafted. Big time stuff. Johnny Football dropping big. And I don't know why the Arizona Cardinals did not go after that guy. Instead, they decided to trade and draft, you know, get more picks. I don't understand it for the life of me. It doesn't make a lot of sense. Is he a risk? Sure, everybody's a risk. That's what the NFL draft is all about. I mean, look, Tom Brady, 199. Who would have ever thunk? Russell Wilson, Joe Montana. I could keep going. There's others. Bottom line is interesting stuff at the NFL draft. NBA hoops in full throttle, NHL hockey, Major League Baseball. Fred Wallen and I, we got you covered this hour. Keep it close. We'll be right back. Fred, myself, and you, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Not all water is created equal, so take care of your body and drink Alchemy Water. Alchemy's unique formula includes alkaline, oxygen, and antioxidants, which boost your immune system and help your body achieve peak performance. If you're looking for a healthy, eco-friendly alternative to sugary energy drinks, join the many pro athletes and celebrities who treat their bodies right and drink Alchemy Water. Visit alchemywater.com. That's alkamewater.com.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Inspire Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem, and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA Network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
Alrighty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my man Fred Wallen in Los Angeles, California. You could be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit me up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports. Shoot Fred an email. sportsfred@aol.com. Fred, good morning, man. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Very nice day here in Southern California. Tomorrow, they've already told us they're turning electricity off for 5 hours. So I'm looking forward to today because tomorrow we will not have electricity, believe it or not.
Well, you don't have Dodger games. You don't have electricity. It's pretty rough out there in L.A., man.
Hey, and no question as far as the Dodger games are concerned. Yesterday, this game was on Fox Sports 1. I refused to watch it just based on principle, and I think a lot of people also refused to watch it just based on principle. And then, you know, at the end of the season and next year, I think the Dodgers will pay for this very greedy deal that they made with Time Warner Cable. And for the folks outside of L.A., it could happen to you next. It happened in Houston. It's happened in San Diego, where one cable system has control, and they're charging so much to the other cable or satellite systems that nobody else has come along. So in reality, right now, 72% of the folks in Southern California cannot watch the Dodger games. Now, I have the MLB Network, so I can watch the other 29 teams in baseball. The only team I cannot watch
are the LA Dodgers.
Black them out. The only team I cannot watch, and this is hard to believe, would be the LA Dodgers. So it's like it's greed from Time Warner Cable, but it's more greed even from the Dodgers hedge funds that they are. And, you know, people were saying how bad the McCourts were, and they were horrendous for 8 years as running the Dodgers. But, you know, some people were saying at least the McCourts had it on TV. You didn't have to miss any games. Now you're not getting any of the games. Of the 162 games, let's say 8 or 10 might be on Fox Sports 1. A couple of them will be on ESPN, so maybe you'll get 15 games all season long. I think in the end, the Dodgers will pay for this because people won't be buying as many jerseys, won't be buying as many hats. They won't be going to the games if the Dodgers aren't playing well at the end of the season, and that means concessions and parking and whatever. So the Dodgers will end up paying for this over the long term, but right now, the fans are paying for it.
Well, Fred, it could get worse for you, so you never know. I heard rumor has it that L.A. will be shutting down the usage of all the toilets for the weekend, so you better be careful next week.
I will. I certainly will.
Anyways, just have a little bit of fun with you. But in all reality, the NFL draft just happened. And, you know, to me, it's one of those things where it's not the most exciting thing, to be honest with you, Fred. But there are some exciting things that happen in the draft, like guys slip or guys jump and guys get drafted for the first time being openly gay. Just so that there are certain things that happen that make it an event, that make it somewhat fun and intriguing. But for the most part, I'd rather watch paint dry than the NFL draft, me personally, okay? But with that being said, like I said, a couple of shocks, a couple of interesting things. Michael Sam being the first openly gay male to be drafted in the NFL, I think it's pretty cool. I mean, the bottom line is at the end of the day is can this guy play football? And the Rams are going to give him an opportunity to make their roster. So we'll see. Kudos goes out to him. But just in general, how big of a stepping stone do you think this is for a guy, an openly gay guy, to be drafted in the NFL?
Well, I mean, 1946, the Rams drafted Kenny Washington, the first African-American in the NFL. 47, the Brooklyn Dodgers and Jackie Robinson. Later the next year, Larry Doby with the Cleveland Indians. And this is right there. I don't think there's any question about it. I think for people that, and conservative groups now have said they're going to boycott the St. Louis Rams. I mean, what kind of nonsense is that? Are you supposed to be living in a country where everybody is considered equal growing up, and you're supposed to be given the same opportunities as everybody else? You know how much guts it took to come out as he did? I mean, people hide everything. People hide things that are much smaller than this. And for him to come out took as many guts as certainly more than I have, and certainly more than I think most people have. And maybe people are jealous of the fact or envious of the fact that he's got so much guts that he had the guts to come out and say, just to relieve him his pressure. I mean, the bottom line had to be horrible. I mean, apparently some of the folks at Missouri knew it, so it wasn't quite as bad as Missouri. But can you imagine growing up having to hide the fact that you're gay? I mean, that's unbelievable. I mean, it's like in Germany in the 30s and 40s, you have to hide the fact that you're Jewish. I mean, or something like that. I mean, you know how horrible that has to be? You want to be yourself, and you can't be yourself. And he came out. So, again, but the other side of this is the following. Even before he mentioned that he was gay, I got the magazines, and he was like a third or fourth round pick. But they said, not great athletic skills, not great quickness, not great jumping talent, you know, and they're looking for vertical leap and things like that. So there are negatives in his game. So he's going to have to be like an overachiever, which is, you know, a lot of players, you know, have played more than their talent would indicate. But what I'm saying to you, he's not a lock to make the team. He's not a lock to be a star in this league, but I thank the St. Louis Rams for giving him the opportunity. It's all you can ask for. He'll play hard. And you saw Jeff Fisher on ESPN and the NFL Network, and I think he took some pride in the fact that it was his club that gave the first openly gay guy a chance to play.
Again, I think it boils down to, can this guy play? The Rams are going to give him an opportunity to go out and show him that he can. And if he does, he makes an NFL roster, Fred. And like you said, I think it took a lot of courage, took a lot of strength for him to come out and to be openly gay. So I give the guy a lot of credit, to be honest with you. And I honestly hope he goes out there, and I hope he does a great job. Hope he makes that team. I hope he has a long, successful career in the NFL, to be honest with you. He seems like a pretty nice guy from all the things I've seen and heard. So ultimately, I give the guy a lot of credit, and I hope he has a successful career, to be honest with you. So kudos goes out to Michael Sam. On the other hand, let's talk a little bit about Johnny Football before we get to break. I think the Cardinals blew it, man. I really do. I think they let a guy go by that potentially could be your quarterback for 10 or 12 years. Yeah, you may not like the guy's personality and things about him, but again, when you're talking about football, the guy can play. The guy can do things that you just can't teach. He's a winner, and the Cardinals had an opportunity to draft this kid. What in the world were they thinking, Fred?
Well, they're thinking that it's a first-round pick. They can't make a mistake on it. And if it had been a sixth-round pick, they would have picked him. But it would have meant a first-round pick. And you can't gamble on those kind of things. And because of his attitude, because of that he sold his memorabilia, his entitlement attitude, some teams were frightened. Some teams were scared away. And I guess I guess Arizona was one of those clubs happened to be scared of gambling. And you can't gamble a first-round pick. You don't get them that often. I mean, some teams haven't had a first-round pick for a couple of years. So, I mean, it's like you can't gamble that one away. I don't disagree with them. I wouldn't have gambled on a 5'11" quarterback who has a big mouth, who tries to dominate things. Bruce Arians wants to dominate, you know, wants to be the coach, and you've got him perhaps trying to run things right away. I think they thought that maybe some of the veteran players would not have taken to Johnny Manziel, and I think that's why they waited till number 22 to finally draft him.
I'll tell you what, if I'm a Cardinal fan, Fred, I'm pretty disgusted. First and foremost, this kid's going to put butts in the seats. He's going to give you something that you haven't had in a while. And let's be honest, Carson Palmer is a Band-Aid at best. He's not the kind of guy that you're going to win a championship with. So I don't know. If you have a franchise QB come right by you like that and you don't take him, I don't know. I'm scratching my head, to be honest with you. He's Fred Wallen. I'm the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my man Fred Wallen in Los Angeles, California. Dorfman in Phoenix, AZ. And I was thinking about this because I kind of was wrong about this. I said before earlier, I don't know if I said it to you or to Jeff in hour one, but I said it's kind of like a tropical day here, and it's more like a San Diego-like day, to be honest with you. A lot of clouds, and now they're starting to kind of clear out a little bit, and going to be a 80-degree day here and just kind of a nice, pleasant day in the Valley of the Sun. So I kind of stand corrected. It's like a little cool breeze, like it'd be coming off the ocean, and like I said, some clouds in the sky, but starting to clear up a little bit. Fred, I want to switch gears with you, and I think we got Jeff Rich as well. So, guys, I kind of want to talk some NBA hoops. We've talked a lot about the NFL draft so far, and you know we can kind of go around things a little bit, but I do want to talk to you a little bit about the NBA and what's been going on there with the playoffs. And what I'm seeing, I don't know if you guys, and I know we do have Jeff, by the way. So, Jeff, welcome back to the program. Appreciate you taking some time out in this hour with us, man.
Hey, good to be back.
You know, I'm looking at the NBA right now, and I'm trying to figure out, you know, who the real contenders are and who the pretenders are. And obviously, right now, to me, I guess I'm kind of at a loss, to be honest with you guys. And I don't understand how the Spurs don't win year in and year out. I really don't. They've got 10 guys that can score the ball. They're older, but they get up and down the floor. They can play defense if they want to. This splitter kid is unbelievable, to be honest with you. The job he's done on L.A., LaMarcus Aldridge, has been incredible. Damian Lillard has a lot to prove as well. Tony Parker, flat out, just dominating him in the series so far. But, guys, am I crazy? But I guess I don't get it, man. I really don't. I think the Spurs should be winning year in and year out. Fred, you first. Why don't they wind up winning it all year in and year out? Because they're like a fine oiled machine, to be honest with you. And everybody can score on that team, man.
Well, you know, the short series, anything is possible. The bottom line is you've played, if you play over 82 games, maybe they win the most every single year. But in a short series, you get somebody like LeBron James on the other side. He can dominate. He can beat you. I remember all those years the Braves continued to win their division and never got the World Series thing done. So, I mean, it's the way it works. I mean, it's just not – talent doesn't always win out in a short series. And obviously Popovich, if not the best coach in the NBA, well, he is the best coach in the NBA. I was going to say he's probably second or third, but he is the best coach in the NBA. I don't think there's any question about that. This year's team, see, they've thought ahead. As their three guys began to get older, they went out and drafted a lot of talented youngsters. You mentioned Splitter. And I mean, they've drafted enough young kids that it's no longer really an old team. I mean, the second team is a young team. I mean, their second team is a young team, and they mentioned it last night. I mean, Portland's knock all season long and last year, too, was lack of depth. And I don't know how they got by Houston, because Houston had a lot more depth than Portland. So we got to give them credit. I think got to give the Blazers credit for getting by Houston, but they don't have enough depth game in and game out to compete with San Antonio. Now they're down 3-0. I don't know how they're going to show up in game four. That's a very interesting question. You know, I don't know what the number is. I haven't seen the number yet, but I guess Portland will be a slight favorite because the fact that they have to win, but it's got to be in their head that it really doesn't matter. They're not winning four straight. Nobody in the history of the NBA has ever done that. So should be interesting, but I agree with you. I mean, San Antonio, year in and year out, has been the most consistent team, but doesn't make you the team that's going to always win the championship, because one guy can dominate in a short series. And I, again, will stick with my LeBron prediction from the start of the season that he'll win his third consecutive crown.
Jeff, let me ask you. San Antonio, unbelievable during the regular season, as we all know. They wind up getting to the Western Conference Finals year in and year out for the most part. And then whether they get to the championship, that's, you know, to be determined, I guess. But ultimately, just an unbelievable basketball team. Am I crazy? Should they be winning title year in and year out or what?
Yeah, I think it's easy to forget that, you know, Kawhi Leonard makes, you know, makes a couple free throws. They were, you know, they're the defending champs right now. So
Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah, San Antonio is one of those teams that, you know, it's one of those things that in college football we knock these system players, but you know, you take a guy like Danny Green who'd been waived by three or four teams, and he's basically a couple Leonard free throws away from being the NBA Finals MVP last year. So I don't think that, you know, the team doesn't really sum it up, because it is the coach, it is the organization, all the way up to ownership. Just one of the best run organizations in all sports. I know the Phoenix Suns don't like to hear that, but it's absolutely the truth. And I think that they have done their fair share of winning. I don't think that they're like the Atlanta Braves in any way. They've got, what, four titles since Tim Duncan came into the league?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, they're unbelievable. Hey, I want to go in this direction with you guys. The other day, Kevin Durant gets the MVP award, rightfully so, to be honest with you. He had the best season out of anybody that at least this year in the NBA. Yeah, LeBron's probably still the best player, but the season was definitely Kevin Durant's. With that being said, his speech was very emotional. I felt it, to be honest with you guys, and I personally think Kevin Durant is a phenomenal guy. I really do. I think he's everything you see there is real. I think his emotions about everything were real, especially his emotions about Russell Westbrook. How important do you think his comments to Russell, telling him that he has, hey, I've got your back, I'll go to war with you, you take a lot of unnecessary criticism, this, that, and the other. How important do you think that was to Russell Westbrook being able to come out and play so well the last couple games? I mean, to be honest with you, he does take a lot of criticism from people. Yeah, he's a little out of control at times, but I got news for you. I love a guy that I got to tell to slow down and not speed up. So to me, Russell Westbrook is all good, and he's a triple-double waiting to happen. He's a defensive nightmare for everybody. But how important, guys, do you think Kevin Durant's comments were to Russell Westbrook and just in general for OKC to be able to get past the Clippers and move on to the Western Conference Finals and have a chance to go play in that final game for the National Basketball Championship? Jeff, you first this time.
I love it. I love Kevin Durant. I think he's very humble. He had a rough upbringing in Washington, D.C. You know, he goes and plays that year at Texas, gets drafted to Seattle, you know, has to go through the relocation, comes into a league that, let's face it, belongs to LeBron James. And, you know, and I'll contend that, you know, Kevin Durant had a fabulous season, but no player is more valuable to the team or the entire association than LeBron James. But I think that, you know, that there's been kind of a brewing alpha dog controversy, and Kevin Durant wants to dismiss that. I think that in an ego driven, you know, individually featured league,
yeah,
It's nice to see a change of pace. You know, unfortunately, I think it is the exception rather than the rule for these players to tell us how much they love their teammates. I think it's important not only for Oklahoma City, but for the sport of basketball in general, to see a young man like Kevin Durant say all the right things and do all the right things. I can't say enough about Kevin Durant, not in an isolated speech, but just his entire career, the way that he projects himself, and the way that he really, avoids the alpha dog controversy in Oklahoma City.
Hey, I agree. He's my favorite player in the NBA, to be honest with you. Fred, your take on Kevin Durant?
Well, I can't disagree with you about Kevin Durant. As far as Russell Westbrook is concerned, he was not that highly recruited when he went to UCLA. I still think he's trying to prove everybody wrong from 7 years ago, 8 years ago, whenever he was recruited out of high school. So my point is, that's why I think sometimes he tries to dominate. And also, you see, he's bigger than the usual and stronger than the usual point guard. So
sure,
as somebody, was Charles put it or somebody put it on TNT. You know, he's more than a point guard. He's sort of like a second guard playing a point guard, or a point guard playing a second guard. So he can do a little bit of everything. He can take you inside or he can take you outside. He's quick enough to guard the small guards, and they're not big enough to guard him. So there are games when he's going to have to score, and there are other games. If you notice a couple of the games, he doesn't score much in the first quarter. He's got five or six assists, and you can't beat that either. So I think together they're obviously a great duo. When they had Harden, they were the best trio in a long, long time. I'm still upset with that move. But he's fun to watch. Durant's my favorite player to watch, too. I mean, you got a guy who's almost 7 feet tall who can do the things he can do. He's a great passer. I'm talking Durant here. Durant can do anything. Durant can do anything. He can play inside. He can play outside. He makes everybody on his team better. I mean, Kevin Durant, to me, was MVP this year. I think there's any question about it.
Agreed. Jeff, appreciate your time, man, as always. How can people check you out, Jeff?
Hey, get us on the More Than a Fan digital network. It's morethanafan.net or mtaf.co. Follow me on Twitter, at jrichradio.
Thanks as always, man. We'll catch up with you next week. Fred Wallen in Los Angeles, Dorfman in Phoenix. A ton to talk about in the sports world. We're never at a loss. So much going on. Whether it's in the NBA, the NHL, Major League Baseball, NFL Draft, you name it, we got you covered. Keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS or state back taxes, listen to me. We can save you a lot of headaches and money. There are a lot of scams out there that promise to settle your tax debts for pennies on the dollar and charge large upfront fees to do it. Call Community Tax Relief. They have an experienced team that can help you negotiate a lower tax bill. They offer a free consultation, and most importantly, there are no large upfront fees. Charles owed the IRS $23,000. Community Tax Relief settled for $1,800. And Sheila's $55,000 tax bill was settled to around $4,000. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, call or save this number now. Results may vary. 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 917-1275.
Get more control over your small business with ADT Security Services. Through June 1st, get $250 instant savings on select ADT business packages. Get 24/7 burglary monitoring, a motion detector, two wireless cameras, and a lot less worries about your business. Call Star ADT from your cell phone. That's Star 238. It's savings made simple. ADT, our business is helping your business. 36-month monitoring contract required. For applicable terms and conditions and full list of license numbers, please visit ADT.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Catch the Star Fantasy League show, 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern, 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific Time, with your host, Jonathan Sprung, co-hosted by SFL CEO Zach Stanley and SFL COO Seth Young, as they talk everything fantasy sports, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, Twitter at SFL Show, online at StarFantasyLeagues.com, on the Sports Byline USA Network.
Alrighty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. got my man Fred Wallen. He's in Los Angeles, California. Dorfman in Phoenix, Arizona. You could be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit me up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports. Shoot Fred an email. SportsFred@AOL.com. Tons to talk about. Whether it's NFL draft, are you happy with your team and what they did? Are you disappointed? Are you a Cardinal fan? Do you think they should have drafted Johnny Manziel? Do you think they should have drafted Teddy Bridgewater? I mean, you know, Fred, you said that maybe you don't like his attitude, and I'm talking about Johnny football, but Teddy Bridgewater was also there, and he was another guy that was touted very highly before the NFL draft. And again, Carson Palmer is a Band-Aid, man. I don't care what you say. The guy is one hit away from, and that goes for everybody, he's one hit away from being out of the NFL. But he's also, he's past his best years. I mean, let's be honest. I was never that huge on Carson Palmer in the first place. Yeah, the Cardinals were 10-6 last year. I get it. Yeah, they played in the toughest division. Should they have gone to the playoffs? Maybe. But they didn't, okay? So the bottom line is you have a guy like Johnny Football come across you. I'm sorry. I hate to say it, but I personally think the guy is a franchise-like quarterback or has the potential to be that. And I understand you saying you don't want to make a mistake, this and that and the other. But let's face it, the Cardinals have made many mistakes, Fred. And to be honest with you, this is one that at least is a little bit of an educated guess. This is a guy that ripped up Nick Saban defenses. I think that when you look at the whole big picture, the intangibles, the winning, just what this guy brings to the table, to me, would have been worth a shot, a risk, to go after a guy like Johnny Football.
Well, you know, I think attitude plays a tremendous part if you're going to draft a quarterback, and they didn't think that he had the right attitude to lead the club, and I'm not sure he does either. That's why I was sort of happy that, you know, he expected to go 1, 2, or 3. No, I mean, I kept looking, hey, 22, that's not bad. I mean, you know, he had to wait through 21 other guys who he thought he was better than all of them. And, you know, he's a very talented athlete. I'm not questioning that. Of course, you know, the interesting thing is, if you remember, you know, he first went to the University of Oregon. He couldn't beat out Marcus Mariota. That's why he transferred to Texas A&M. So the point is, you know, there are some questions. And a big one just his height. I mean, you know, there aren't that many, and you can tell me what you want about Russell Wilson, but he's an exception. There aren't that many short quarterbacks. He's not even 5'11". He's not even as big as Russell Wilson. I mean, so short quarterbacks have a tougher time to do it. He sells his memorabilia, even though he comes from a rich family. I mean, he had to know better than that. And I just think that a lot of teams were frightened of his attitude. They thought that he would try to dominate things right away, and you just can't do that. Now, he said the right things when he was drafted 22. He said, you know, I'm coming here to learn and this and that. But does he really mean what he says based on his past history? I don't know. People do grow up. There's no question. But from the Cardinals' point of view, between the two, I would have gone for Bridgewater because of his, I think his personality, his attitude is better than Johnny Manziel. Now, the knock on Bridgewater was he did not play well at all. In all the camps, he did not throw all that well. He didn't want to wear gloves, and so he was a wild thrower or whatever. But if you saw him at Louisville the last couple of years, he's an awfully good quarterback too. So if you're going to draft a quarterback, I'd have gone with the one with the better attitude, which would have been Bridgewater.
Okay. With that being said, that's basically my point, Fred. To be honest with you, is that here's the question: would you say that it's a need that the Cardinals need to address?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. So with that being said, I feel that they should have drafted a quarterback in that position instead of trading down to get more draft picks. When you have a Teddy Bridgewater or a Johnny Football in front of you, I think those are educated risks that you maybe have to take.
they're saying to themselves the following: we can get one more year out of Carson Palmer. They'll be better quarterbacks coming out next year. Brett Hundley at UCLA, players like that, and then maybe we'll go in that direction. Maybe that's what they're saying. They'll fill other spots this year. Next year, they'll get their quarterback.
Interesting. I mean, so it's a wait-and-see-like approach where you're going to say, well, I think we're okay because last year we overachieved with Carson Palmer. And what are the odds that the Cardinals are going to be 10-6 or better? They're slim to none. Let's be honest. So, you know what? I think it was a need that they needed to address. They did not. So it is what it is, and the Cardinals organization is going to tell you that what they did was the right moves. However, we'll see how it all plays out, and again, that's going to take 3 to 4 years maybe, but I think Johnny Football with a chip on his shoulder, that's dangerous. That's all I can say. I think he's going to be looking to go out there and prove something. You're right. There were 21 guys that were picked in front of him that he absolutely feels that he's better than. And you know what? Rightfully so. He should feel like he's better than them. If you don't play to be the best, then you shouldn't be playing. So I don't have any problem with that kind of stuff from Johnny Football, to be honest with you, Fred. And I just personally think the Cardinals dropped the ball big time here. That's my personal opinion. Again, 3 or 4 years down the road, you might be laughing at me. I might be saying to you, I told you so. So we'll see how it all plays out. Hey, I want to keep it in L.A. Because you're there and because it's interesting. Your L.A. Kings got out to an impressive 2-0-0 lead in that series, but Anaheim has been able to come back and tie things up. And now we've got ourselves a real dogfight. So what are the feelings about the Kings right now there in L.A.?
The feelings are that they blew a 2-0 advantage on the road. All they had to do was split at home, and they'd be up 3-1. I mean, I would have thought, and I don't wager on hockey, but I would have taken Jonathan Quick over the Ducks on Saturday night. I don't think there's any question about that. But the defense did not play well in front of them, so they pulled Quick after the first period, not because Quick had played badly, but because the defense had played badly, and Sutter made that move. But they're in trouble now because, obviously, two of the next three games are on the road. But it's not quite the same thing as being on the road if – you know, one's at the Honda Center and one is at the Staples Center. We're only talking 30 miles. It's not like you really have to travel and go to another city or anything like that. And also, from the point of view of the fans, I mean, some of the fans at the Staples Center were Duck fans, and some of the fans at the Honda Center are King fans. So it's not quite the same as really being on the road two of the next three games. But and Quick is capable of dominating. So it's not like the Kings couldn't win this. It's just that they're starting over again. I mean, it's like after they worked so hard to win the two games on the road, they blew the two games at home. And their defense after the first period was astounding. I mean, the Ducks hardly got a shot on the nets after the first period. But that was too late. They'd already pulled Jonathan Quick because the coach was trying to make a point, I think. And it was too late. They couldn't score either. So, I mean, obviously the Ducks are overwhelming favorites now because they've got two of the three at home. But because of Jonathan Quick's capabilities, I would not give up on the LA Kings from that perspective.
And Anaheim does it with a rookie goaltender the other night. So they've used three different guys in three different games. So interesting how they're shuffling things around here in the playoffs. Hey, again, let's keep it in LA. Can the Clippers even up that series with Oklahoma City, or did they kind of wake up a sleeping giant in OKC? And like I said, with the way that Kevin Durant addressed his teammates and made this really more of like a team award versus a me award, and I truthfully think that that's the kind of guy Kevin Durant is. I think we all feel that way. But with all that being said, can the Clippers figure out a way to slow down Russell Westbrook, Kevin Durant, and the rest of those guys, or are they in big trouble here, Fred?
Well, you know, with all the controversy going on, I mean, it's awfully tough for the players to concentrate. I don't care what they say. I don't care what Doc Rivers says. I don't care what anybody in the organization might say. There's so much controversy going on that every day they read it, every day they hear something else. It's not like it's not happening. I mean, these people aren't stupid. They read, they listen to radio. They know what's going on around them. They had an owner who said what he said. And then then you find out he even said more. And then you find out that the wife wants to still be part of the team. And then you find out somebody else is being forced to step down as president of the club and Andy Roser. And then they put somebody else in charge. So it's not like everything is even here. And based on that, I mean, the number to me, again, the number is five today, five on Sunday. And if you listen on Monday, I'm sorry about this, but the point is the Clippers are a five-point favorite. Now, that's a pretty high number in a circumstance like this. I mean, it just has to be. I mean, it could come down to the end. I mean, it could come down to the wire, but you got to take the five, I think, in the way Oklahoma City's played the last two games. I don't think there's any question about that. I just think they have less pressure on them. I mean, they've won their game on the road now.
Sure.
So, you know, they're going to either go up 3-1 or be at 2-2. So the pressure's on the Clippers. This team is saying it's got to be imploding at some point. I mean, it's just not – I mean, how many times in our sports life has something like this ever happened? I mean, this it's not so.
Yeah, and I agree.
I don't blame the players. I mean, the players are just getting paid to do a job, but it's in their heads.
I agree. I mean, you made some good points. A lot of – outside interference is going on there with the LA Clippers. Hey, one more thing I want to get to before the break. Mark Jackson fired in Golden State. If you ask me, I think he did a pretty good job, to be honest with you. They weren't going to win any titles. Could they have gotten through the first round? Maybe. I don't know. But the Clippers were a tough matchup for them. But the rumors are SVG, Stan Van Gundy may be in the mix now because they feel that Steve Kerr is in too deep with the New York Knicks. Again, I think that's a bad proposition for him, but that's a whole nother conversation. Your thoughts about Mark Jackson being let go and maybe the potential of Stan Van Gundy coming back to coach the Golden State Warriors?
Well, I think Lacombe and Jackson didn't get along personally. Lacombe, the president, the owner of the team.
Yeah.
So the owner wins, the coach loses.
Sure.
I'm sort of hoping they hire, as a Laker fan since the age of five, I'm sort of hoping they hire Mike D'Antoni, because then the Lakers will never have to worry about them.
But that may actually be a good fit for him, though. Running gun style, a lot of smaller guys. I mean, to be honest with you, that's maybe a better fit in that sense. Mark Jackson is a guy that likes to preach defense and whatnot. I don't know. I mean, you might be onto something there, Fred.
You think a lot of guys are going to hire Mike D'Antoni? Let's wrap it up right here at the break, Andy.
No, I don't. But I just think that it's a weird deal where they recycle these guys over and over, whether they do a good job or a bad job. Anyways, we'll be right back to wrap it up. He is Fred Wallen. I am the DORF man. This is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
Final segment here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network for this Sunday. And Fred, I want to get your thoughts on this and whatever else we got time for. Tracy McGrady making his pro baseball debut for the Sugar Land Skeeters Saturday night, which was last night. He pitched like an inning and two-thirds, 35 pitches, 18 strikes. I think he walked a couple of batters and a 5-3 loss, but your thoughts about Tracy McGrady taking the mound and doing somewhat okay, to be honest with you?
Well, a novelty for sure. A very talented athlete. Anything is possible in sports. There've been certainly players who have played both sports. Dick Groat, the former Duke star when I was very, very young before you were born. And, goes on to the Pittsburgh Pirates. I mean, Gene Conley, players like that. Chuck Connors, the rifleman, played for the Boston Celtics and the Los Angeles and the Brooklyn Dodgers. So players have played both sports, and anything is possible. Now Tracy's up there in age, so for him to actually make it in the majors is very questionable. But I think it's a fun thing to hear, to read about. I'd watch it. I mean, I'd watch him pitch. I don't think there's any question about it.
Well, he's a 6'8" guy, so that's got to be somewhat imposing. And it's not like he's trying to play, you know, a position where he's got to move a lot. And you know what? If he's got something, then you know what? Maybe he's got a little bit of a shot here. But again, 34 years old, like you said, pretty tough to think that he's going to make a real strong case. And you know what? The guy had a pretty good NBA career, so ultimately, you know what? He was a high flyer, and now he's on the baseball field, on the diamond, and give him the best of luck, and we'll see what happens for T-Mac. But hey, Fred, as always, appreciate you taking time out with me, as you do each and every Sunday, man.
Talk to you next Sunday, Andy.
Yep, happy Mother's Day, Fred, by the way.
Thank you very much.
Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there from us here on the program, Dorf on Sports. And again, thanks to Jeff Rich for joining us this hour as well. We'll be back next Sunday. Watch a lot of sports. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Peace.
Guess what?
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.